Jack was afraid to come down, and only after 3 days passed in his lofty place of refuge did hunger force him to descend. He chose the moment when I was sitting on deck, and swinging himself by a rope, he dropped suddenly into my lap, looking so piteously at me for pardon that I not only forgave him myself, but saved him from further punishment. Soon after this, I took another vessel, and Jack and I parted, never to meet again. Among the rules of the Port of London is one which forbids, under a heavy penalty, the firing of a gun from any vessel lying there. An armed ship had just come in from a long voyage, during which she had touched at several places, and at each one of them had fired a salute on anchoring. A monkey that was on board, naturally wondering why this was omitted when he saw the anchor dropped at London, resolved, rather than that it should not take place, that he would fire the salute himself. Accordingly, while the attention of all on board was engaged with the arrival of the ship, he went to the cooking place and with the tongs took out a live coal which he applied to the touch hole of one of the guns. And forthwith, the whole neighbourhood was startled by the roar of the cannon. The captain of the vessel was prosecuted for breaking the law, and he could only clear himself by proving that the cannon had been fired by the monkey.